Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the outreach program sponsored by the South Coast Amateur Radio Service. This program has been established to help those wishing to learn and become proficient with the International Morse Code. This will be an in-depth course pertaining to what one should know when studying for code proficiency. This course will be conducted with two sessions weekly, which will be at 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time at 0000 Zulu each Tuesday and 7 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 0000 Zulu each Sunday evening. For those that are already capable and wish either a refresher course or would just like to listen, please connect to our SCARA server at either Echolink node number 96140 or IRLP node 9614. For those who are interested in attending, please contact Mike, KD0CDQ, via email at VOIP at VOIPnet.southcars.com to enroll in the class and be given directions as to the study material required and the manner you will be connecting into the course. Should anyone take issue to some of the procedural statements made, and in keeping with not interrupting the class and session, please convey your comments or suggestions to the outreach program at once again our email VOIP at VOIPnet.southcars.com. Do we have any emergency traffic or anything out of the ordinary that needs to be handled before we start this evening's program? That is always great news for us. My name is Kathy. My call sign is Kilo 6 Sierra United November. And shortly I will be introducing your moderator instructor for this evening, which is KY6B Gordon. And our backup this evening is Gary, KC2RMO. So at this point, let us begin. And everyone have a great deal of fun this evening. So KY6B, are you ready to begin the program? This is Kilo 6 Sierra United November.
Well, I think so, Kathy. Hey, thank you for taking the opening here tonight. Good evening, everybody. Gordon here, KY6V, Central Florida. We're currently at about 70 degrees, and I understand we're going to go down to about 51 or so here this evening. I wish you nice people up in the north would close your garage doors. We've been getting just a little bit too much of this. But I'd like to say that tonight's class is the fourth class in the session of eight. So that means that when we conclude this evening, we will be at the 50% level. And I hope everybody is semi-comfortable at this point, because we want to end this four-week course with a big hurrah. I'm going to be asking a couple of questions for starters. I'm going to go through those who are currently connected. And I would like to know, with your permission, how you're getting along right now. Are you comfortable with the numbers that were just assigned here the last class? How do you feel about your progress so far? How much time are you averaging a day with practice? So the three questions I would ask of each of you: are you now getting comfortable with the numbers? Second, how do you feel about your progress so far? And the last question for this evening, how much time are you averaging a day with practice? The roll call that I have in front of me here is not necessarily in alphabetical order. It was actually more or less formulated from the enrollment as the enrollment came in. So I'm going to start at the top with you, Kathy. With your permission, good evening. And how are you, pretty lady? K6SUN from KY6V in South Cars.
Well, good evening this evening, Gordon, and good evening, South Cars. And we actually have quite a few of our class members that just connected, so it looks like we have quite a roll call. But I've been having an interesting day, as usual, and my job is in education, but it's been a good day, and I'm having a good night so far. So, yes, I'm getting comfortable with the letters and the numbers. And I think my progress is going along so far. I pretty much do my studying and my memorizing as I travel to school and as I travel home and as I'm sitting here during my spare time, which sometimes, as you well know, isn't much. But I would say I'm averaging, you know, I'd say 20 minutes to school, 20 minutes home. And if I can find that extra 20 minutes, I'll spare that. So I hope that answers your questions, and I'll turn it back to you. And I will be putting those welcomes, welcomes to our classmates in the text box after you clear with me, because we have quite a few aboard. So, Gordon, back to you. I hope that answered your questions.
Certainly does, Kathy. Thank you very much. You know, we have Scott aboard as a new member here with a class tonight that's Alpha Charlie 3 Delta. He's quite renowned in the education department, too, so I imagine you two would have a lot in common to talk about. But thank you very much, Kathy. Let's roll up to the northeast and pick up David, W3JDH. Good evening to you, David. Congratulations on the great stride that you're making with the homework. I mean, you're really hanging right up there at the top, sir. Go ahead, David, and good evening.
Well, hello, Gordon. Thank you for those nice comments. I'm comfortable with the numbers, both writing and reading. I'm somewhat less comfortable with my progress when it comes to hearing code and pulling out the letter. I'm very comfortable on looking at a letter, seeing a sign, reading a book, looking at Daniel's puzzles, whatever it is, and looking at that and coming up with the correct code immediately, with no hesitation whatsoever. But you could send me code with some of those same letters that I've been working on and working on for almost a year now. I sort of did a lot back in the spring of last year, and then I dropped off for the summer and fall and started again, and I'm using the G4FON program, which is excellent for training. You can put in how many letters you want, which ones they are. You can change the speed, and I've been working at that and working at that and working at that probably an hour a day, plus whatever I do with Daniel and everything else. So it seems as though when I add new letters, some of the ones that I'm real comfortable with on hearing and converting seem to drop off. So I'm sticking with it, but it's practice, 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 I guess, because that's I guess what it's going to take. Back to you, KUI6Z.
Yeah, you know, we're starting at a little higher plateau, Dave, than most classes start with. You know, we're introducing, at least Farnsworth-wise, character speeds of 10 and 15. And you're doing very well on that. So, you know, don't shoot yourself in the foot yet. Don't get discouraged. I would suggest that you try and determine where some of the letters are hanging you up. Like we noticed in the last homework assignment, it was the E and the T. And this is not uncommon. Some people are having trouble with the P's and the Q's. So try to use your code oscillator, play around with those letters that you know are a little bit troublesome. Make up some five-letter your code yourself and then record it and try to copy it back. You'll get there, Dave. Okay, over.
Well, I'm open to all options for learning, and you asked for an example. D is quite easy. It's dotted it. And a B is da-da-da-dit, a da with three dits. And I can know them just as well as my own name, or a K is a da-da-da. And all of a sudden, I get into being comfortable with the P and the L and the sing-song of the Z, and some code comes along and there's a D or a K, and I can't figure out what they are. So I guess it's just, as you said, practice, 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 and I will continue to do so. I'm not going to shoot myself in the foot just yet.
No, from what I've seen, Dave, you're doing just great. So just keep up the good work, and it'll get there. You'll wake up one morning, and all of this stuff will be behind you, and you'll be reaching for the next plateau. All right, thank you, David. I'm going to move over here to Mr. Texas, NC5IR, who is also doing an excellent job on decoding and submitting it for the class. I believe he has a ham meeting tonight, and he's probably on his iPhone, I would guess, and with or without connectivity. We'll find out here in a moment. Rick, good evening, sir. Please come aboard.
Hello, Gordon, and everybody in the net. I'm listening. This is the eating part of the meeting. We get together in a restaurant, and not too many people, not too crowded. But, I'm sticking with you as long as I can. Finally got the iPhone to connect. But as far as your questions, I feel real comfortable with knowing all the letters and the numbers. It's nice to get this review in a real classroom-type situation. Anxious for you to get some real words so they make a little bit more sense. I'm practicing during my second half of my lunch break probably averages 15 minutes a day, and then use my apps on the phone to fill in some other stuff when I'm not translating the homework assignments. And what was the third question? I can't remember.
Well, the third question, Rick, was how much time are you averaging on a day with practice, over?
Okay, well, I've got that answer thrown in there. About 15 minutes. And sometimes I just run through the alphabet, you know, the and stuff like that. Run through. The hardest part of that is remembering what letter comes next. If I had it written out, then I could do it a lot faster. So we're doing good. I'm enjoying the class. It's making me do what I had a hard time doing on my own. So appreciate all your efforts, and I'm enjoying it. So I'm going to hang in there with you. Back to you.
Okay, thanks, Rick. KY6V for South Cars. This is the International Morse Code course number 4. We're parling here this evening, and Rick is one of our backup instructors also, and will be riding with me here as we get a little further into the course procedure. Thanks, Rick. Doing a great job, sir. Let me rotate the house and point it to Syracuse, New York. Mr. KC2RMO. Hello, Gary. What's happening in your neck of the woods? Over.
Well, good evening, sir, and good evening, everybody. Boy, it's cold here. It's cold, and it's about 18 degrees right now, but it feels really colder than that. And they just put an announcement out tonight about, remember, we were talking over the weekend about nor'easters, and it's a real possibility we might get one on Friday. So everybody's getting ready to batten down the hatches for that one. As far as the class goes, I think I'm getting comfortable with the numbers. Yeah, that's fine. You know, my problem is, and I don't know if anybody else has this too, some days I'm hot, you know. Some days I'm great. I can just listen to that, and it's a bam, 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 you know. And other days it's just like, you know, so it just goes blank. And I know that's all practice, and it's practice, 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 and eventually it all pops in there. But it's really funny with me how you just go from being right on top of it to going nowhere, you know. So it's if I have a good day, it's great, and if I have a bad day, it's like, oh well, we're going to try again tomorrow. I've been doing about a minimum of 15 a day. I mean, and I do little things like what Kathy was talking about too, you know, doing the stop signs and just picking out words. If I'm looking at a word on a piece of paper, I'll be converting it to code in my head too. So that's additional practice for me. So I think my progress so far, I think, is good. I think I would say it's good. I just want to string enough good days back to get, you know, back to back, so that I can really feel great about it. But it's really cool when you get a good day going. It really is an amazing feeling. I like that a lot. So we'll turn it back to the net. This is KC2RMO. Back to KY6V.
Yeah, just great, Gary. KY6V here for Southcars. Well, you know, what you're explaining is not uncommon at all. May I ask, Gary, the 15 minutes that you put in, do you normally try to do at the same time each day? Is it in the morning or in the evening? The reason I'm asking, obviously, if you didn't sleep well the night before, you're probably not going to do well if it's in the morning when you take the 15-minute plunge. And the other comment I would make, don't forget license tags while you're driving. You know, the stop signs and the billboards are nice too, but so are the license plates. Look at that dude in front of you and just start spilling it out in code and let everybody look at you like you're funny, Gary. Over.
Well, that's usually how they look at me anyway. It's like, yeah, that's nothing new. Yeah, so I'm used to that. But that's a great idea with the license tags. That really is. I'm going to try that tomorrow. That really additional material never hurts. As far as the time of day, I don't have a set time of day. It's like whenever, you know, it gets quiet and I've got, you know, 15 minutes, a half an hour to just sit and be quiet. And what I will do, I'll sit down with the oscillator and I'll practice sending stuff, and then I'll listen to the files too, so I can get both of them, you know, because it took a while. That's another thing too, and I don't know if anybody else had this experience, but it had been a long time since I used a straight key, and you know, just getting it tweaked out for your touch and everything like that. But it's just getting your spacing right and getting that feel right, you know, takes a little while too. So I was kind of playing with that for a while too on the transmitting side. So I don't know if anybody else had that same experience with getting tuned into their key. But yeah, that's a great idea though about the tags. And you know, I wish I could get a set time. It just never works out that way.
Yeah, that's life in the jungle. I appreciate that, Gary. Hey, let me ask you this question, and I hope the rest can answer it as well. Dave, JDH, was kind enough to send a military video on Morse code and the training that they do with their naval operators, or I should say probably did. Because it was an older tape, but it's still just as good today. Setting tension, proper wrist location for a straight key, that kind of stuff. Did you see that one by chance, over?
I did not, but I saw the email referencing it, so maybe I should visit that. I've got it pretty good now. I mean, it took a lot of fooling around with it, you know, but it's still, I'm not 100% happy with it, but it's not the world's most expensive key, you know. It's just a little Amico basic key, you know, so it's not a finely tuned instrument, you know. I'm not ready for that yet, you know, but it's pretty good. Right now it's pretty good. It's not outstanding, but it'll do. But yeah, I definitely will check that out, because there's probably some pretty good tips in that. It's just funny. I mean, I guess I'm fussy about the way that feels in my hand, so maybe that'll help me out.
No, I think you're going to find, Gary, that we're all fussy. You know, it's what comes natural, and the amount of tension and the amount of spring return and primarily the amount of gap on a straight key have to be personalized to the person's likes, I guess is the way to put it. Yeah, take a look at that videotape. It's excellent. It talks about tension. It talks about spring return. It talks about the gap. It talks about how your arm should be positioned across the table, and that your wrist should be slightly elevated and is actually the hinge for the movement of your fingers. The way to grasp the knob It's very well done. So I recommend that for everybody. Thanks, Gary. Let me go up to western part of Indiana and pick up Jim, KC9URD. Jim, you're doing a beautiful job on your homework assignments, too, and I appreciate you being with us. How are things with you, Jim? Over. Okay, maybe you stepped away. Ollie Ollie Oxenfree, West Lafayette, Indiana. Jim, you're being paged. KC9URD, please. Over.
I think we got it this time. Good evening. I think we got it this time. Good evening, Gordon and the group. Appreciate being able to be in here this evening. Well, let's see. To answer the questions, I'm finally able to get the assignments, working with the assignments a little bit, and that's nice to be able to do. And also, let's see, what was the other thing? On the on practicing, not able to devote the time yet that I'd like to. I've got to get in the habit of listening to W1AW or something, where I know I can get some good solid code practice. And also, I'm pleased to say that I was able to locate a very nice little key, a straight key and a code practice oscillator. I should have it tomorrow. I found one made by MFJ, and I decided to spring for it. Just sounds like it'd be a lot of fun. So that's kind of where we are at the moment. Over.
Well, that's great also, Jim. Thank you. KY6V here for South Cars. Yeah, you get that practice oscillator, you're just really going to be steaming because, you know, you can send an awful lot faster than you can receive, and that's because you know what you're sending, but it's just so reinforcing. It just all melds together, the receiving and the sending, once you have both parts to play with. Well, thank you very much, and again, congratulations on the nice job you're doing on the decoding. Before I go up to Mr. Main here, I see that George is aboard, and I'd like to pick this rascal up if he's close to his computer. KW4LCB, good evening, Mr. T. Anything for the good of the order, sir? Over.
Can I say? Yes, sir. It's a wonderful evening in my neighborhood there, Gordon. Just thought we'd jump in and listen up a bit there, and it sounds like everyone's progressing well there, and some good questions popping up and some great answers there. Glad you was able to help Gary out there. Now he's just got to get the knack of going the right way, and he'll be uptown a Main Street there. But just like I said, I had a moment to sit back and catch a breath there, and thought we'd jump in here and see what's happening with South Cars this evening. Got to put it in my book, you know. KW4 Lima Charlie Bravo, and I just sit back and take notes, as they say.
There you go, Tiger. I wasn't sure you're gonna let loose of the rope. Hey, a little off subject here, but a quick question: how's the Department of Flying Spark Plugs? Over.
Well, sir, we got that corrected, and it's singing just great now. Until the next time, what can I say? You know, you might slow me down, but they hadn't stopped me yet. KW4, leave my Charlie Bravo.
Glad to hear that, George. Guys and gals, George is in the transportation business. He's got quite a fleet of vehicles, and one of his main vans decided to blow a spark plug right out of the cylinder on the driver the other day. And so he's been fighting that, but apparently he's got it all taken care of. Thank you, George. Let's go up to Mr. Main. WA1NXI, are you comfortable with the numbers? And I know you are. You've been doing this for a long time. What's your How do you feel about your progress so far? Are we helping in any way, or are we hindering? Mike, please come aboard. Over.
WA1NXI. Good evening, Gordon, and everybody aboard. Yeah, I feel pretty comfortable with the numbers. Actually, more so with the numbers and a few of the letters that get me. But I'm doing better, and the class gives me the drive I need to carry on, I guess, Gordon. So I've been practicing quite a bit on my key and listening a little bit on AWRL. They have a page with a lot of their older stuff that they sent, and I've been listening to that at 5 words a minute and 7 words a minute, and doing pretty good at it. And I've been reading the book American Sniper and coding along with it as I read, so I'm getting a lot more practice. And I'm feeling more and more comfortable all the time. But I can't remember who said it. Was it Rick or Jim or one of them said that some days are better than others, and I have that same thing. Some days I'll do really well, and some days I won't do quite so well. After I hear the code and write down what I think it's saying, then they have a text page, and I go and compare what I got and what was actually sent. And some days I'm a letter or two off, and some days I'm not as close as I thought I was. But yes, the class is helping a lot, and it helps me keep my will to do it going. So I'm glad we're having it. WA1NXI back to KY6B.
Well, thank you very much, Mike. KY6B here. You know, it's we can parley off an awful lot of information, but it's the student and the practice that they're doing that really, really pays off. I think that the main emphasis of this course is to try to keep everybody in track to do it daily. And then emphasize the different areas that we need to look at, you know, the alphabet, the numerics, the punctuation. And we'll be getting into some punctuation and some acronyms here yet tonight. Okay, thanks, Mike. Reading the book, I heard you mention this the other day about the shooter. Did you see the news about the Navy SEAL that got killed at a gun range by some crazy ex-military guy that was a little off whack? Over.
Yeah, actually, I did, Gordon, and that's why I was reading that book. It's actually the book that he wrote, American Sniper. I was reading that and got the one part in the book where I wish he was still alive. I'd send him a letter. He was talking about one of his tours over in Iraq and how the Marines were doing a great job, but the Army was kind of slacking. So I almost quit reading his book before I got to the good part. But anyway, yeah, that's too bad when stuff like that happens. I guess not much we can do about it now except for wish his family well. WA1NXI, back to net.
Yeah, you got it. A lot behind that story, too, I think, Mike. All right, Tiger, thank you very much. Let me rotate the entire United States here and point it down to Trinidad Tobago. Fender, good evening, sir. How are you doing, and do I need to repeat the questions for you, sir? Over.
Good evening. 9 Zulu 4 Foxtrot and November Lima. Good evening, Net Control. Yes, you need to repeat the question for me. I do apologize. What happened a little internet problems down here right now, so I'm jumping on coming, right? I was a little under the weather too. So could you repeat the questions to me so that I could answer them for you? Thank you very much.
Okay. Well, let me repeat the questions just to make sure that I can get a feel of where things are, Fedner. Are you now getting comfortable with the numbers that were just assigned? How do you feel about your progress? That's question number two so far. And how much time, sir, are you averaging a day with practice? If you'd please, sir, over.
Okay, net control. First question, progress. Well, I would say I'm doing, compared from where I was to where I'm now, here I'm progressing. Memorize all the characters, right? The only problem is basically getting them, like, when a message is played, trying to decode them, right? If it's played like single, okay, it's easy for me. But getting problems to differentiate when actually a character starts and ends, right? I have my little harmonics too, testing me, right? Secondly, time, I would say at least an hour a day, as I say, with me a straight hour. I might do half an hour now, and 15 minutes there, and so on, right? As anytime I get a little time, you know, I do my own stuff, and again, I try to get my harmonics involved, so, you know, they ask me questions and all these good stuff now. So basically, about over an hour a day, right? So basically, that's it. Back to you.
Okay, very good. Thank you for that, Fedner. KY6V for South Cars, and this is the International Morse Code class. Class number 4 in a session of 8 this evening. Fedner, I know firsthand that this is very difficult to do what I'm going to ask you to try and do. And that is if you can organize your daily activity where you are putting together 15 minutes of time on a regular basis, like in the morning before you have breakfast or after you have breakfast. And if time permits, have 15 minutes maybe before dinner in the evening. Now, I know that's tough to do because priorities change, schedules change, you don't know where you're going next. But if you can get in that habit, it really helps, sir. Over.
Okay, I acknowledge, right, and I will try, and I'll actually try utmost best, right, and take your advice. Okay, thank you.
All right, it's it's our pleasure to have you aboard from Trinidad in this course, Fedner, and that was 9 Zulu 4, Foxtrot, November, Lima. Okay, last on my roll call, and we're going to get into the rest of the program. Very happy to welcome Scott aboard this evening. He's from Kingsport, I believe I'm correct, Kingsport, Tennessee at any rate, AC3 Delta. Won't ask you to answer those questions right now, but I understand from what I was reading today, Scott, that you've had some practice in this area in the past. Is that correct, sir? Over. Okay, I still see Scott connected here. Alpha Charlie 3 Delta, Mr. Tennessee. Scott, you're being paged, sir. KY6V, over. Well, I hope you're not using a space bar on there. You're probably going to get yourself into trouble. If you are, Scott, just go up to the toolbar and use your mouse and click on that lightning bolt, first icon to the left. I'll give you one more try, and if not, we'll come back to you, sir. Over. Okay, I see in the text box it says, give me a minute. So, Scott, we'll do that. Let's roll it on, KY6V for South Cars. I'm going to ask here for just a moment or two if I have any people out there that would like to take on the challenge, I'm not going to call on anybody specific. I would like to have somebody verbalize some of the numbers that we just studied. I'd like to know how many dits and how many das are in some of the numbers. And we're not going to spend a lot of time on this tonight, but I want to make a reference that I think would be important to you when we get through with this exercise. Would somebody out there verbalize the dits and the dashes in the number one, numeric number one, please? Suffixes only and call now.
November X-ray India.
That's right. You said you're pretty comfortable with numbers, too. Let me hear a one. Mike, thank you. Over.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Fantastic. All right, I don't mean to put you on the firing line here, but can you give me a six, and I have a reason for asking. Give me the number six, please.
Da-da-da-da-da.
Okay. Very good. Thanks, Mike. Guys and gals, I want you to know that there are five combinations of dots and dashes in each of the numbers from 1 to 0. I want you to think about this, that if you start with 1, as Mike said, it's 1 dot and 4 dashes. It's ta-da, da, da, da. Now that goes all the way through 5. In other words, 2 is going to be 2 dots and 3 dashes. 3 is going to be 3 dots and 2 dashes. And on up to 5, which are all dots. So in the first half of this sequence, you are adding a dot as you go up the chain in numbers and dropping a dash. Conversely, when you get to the other side, 6 through 0, you have a dash and 4 dots for a 6. You have 2 dashes and 3 dots for a 7, on up until you get to the 0, which is all dashes. Da, 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 da. So, to amplify this for just a moment, can somebody give me the numeric 2, please? Now remember what Mike said. It was ta-da, da, da, da on the 1. Would somebody give me a 2, please? Over.
It's over.
RMO.
Mr. Syracuse. Go ahead, Gary.
Going to say da-da-da-da.
Okay. That was 2 dots and 3 dashes. Can you give me a 7, Gary, if you don't mind me asking? Over.
I'm going to say da-da-dip-dip-dip.
You got it. Now, if I ask somebody to give me a 3, we're going to add one more dot, and we're going to drop one dash. And if I ask somebody to give me an 8, we're going to add one more dash and drop one more dot. And that's the way the cookie flies, guys and gals. Let me recharge everybody's timers. Thanks, Mike. Thank you, Gary. We're going to go into some tips in learning. Some of this has been previously reviewed, but we're going to hit it again just to keep it fresh in your mind. Let me recharge everybody's timers on the repeaters and the links, and I'll be right back with you. KY6V. Okay, let's see. Scott, should I try you again before I get into these tips? AC3 Delta, are you stabilized, sir? Over.
Gordon, can you hear me now? Looks like I've got volume. Hey, yes, I heard you asking me a couple of those questions, and yeah, I've kind of had a long career, a couple different years and travels all overseas, doing some educational work, and come back to the States and retired and found my way into some other lines of work, which keeps me traveling, which keeps me happy. When I first got my technician license back in 1994, then the code requirement was, I don't remember, 5 or 7 words, and I'd managed to scrounge around to get what I needed to get in order to pass the test. And when I went overseas for about 12 years and just left it all to the side and didn't do radio or CW or anything until I returned back here in 2004 or 5. and then I kind of picked it back up again and, you know, kind of went gangbusters, and the crew retirement was gone, and I finished my general and my extra, and, you know, I'm in that mode now where I'm wanted to get back into the CWA and really learn it and understand it, and I still feel that that should be a necessity there for us extra people. But anyway, that's kind of my motivation is if I can do this on some kind of a schedule, some kind of a class, I think I might be able to get there, and this is what I was hoping to be able to do here, and I'm just sorry that I'm four classes late in joining. AC3D, back to you, Gordon.
Well, first of all, it's a real pleasure to have you with us, Scott. Second of all, it's never too late. Let me ask you this question. Did you get my email okay today? I was fumbling a little bit with your email address. I think I started out without putting a J in front of Scott and that kind of thing. Did you get that email over?
Yes, Gordon. I got that email, a couple hours ago after I got back from the work today. And I sat down and read through that, and I wanted to be able to try to have time to go through those codes that you had attached, but I just didn't have time before I had to try to get all this stuff worked out. And I haven't used this old computer here for a while. My MacBook doesn't do EchoLink, and so I had to get this old PC out to try to make it work. But I do have that. I downloaded the syllabus, and I've got a few other tricks here. I've got most of the things that you probably asked about in previous sessions, you know, an oscillator and a straight key. It's an old J45 type. I do have an HF radio here that's got a CW mode on it, but I've never really used it because I just use the code key.
Okay. Well, the main thing I'm interested in here, Scott, is to make sure that you understand that we record every one of these class sessions. And we place that in a podcast form, audio recording on our website. As long as you know how to get to it, you can pick up the classes that have already been run and catch up with us very quickly when your time permits. What do you think about that, Scott? Over.
Absolutely, Gordon. Yeah, I saw the podcast link, and actually I've already subscribed to that, so... those are now in my podcaster on my iPhone, so I'll be able to listen to those throughout the week. This week to get caught up on those three sessions that I see that are in there, and try to get some more of this practice down. And because I'm a little bit behind the curve in terms of the 26 letters and the 10 numbers, so I've got a little bit of work to do there to see what I can do. Back to you, Greg.
Okay. Very good. I have some good ham friends up there in Kingsport, so we'll chat about that when time permits, Scott. That was AC3 Delta, Kingsport, Tennessee. All right, we're going to pick up the pace here a little bit. I see we're 48 minutes into the hour. I'm trying to keep these classes for about an hour or just a few minutes over so that we don't tie you nice people up too long. Some of the tips in learning, some has already been said, but we're going to go back through it to reinforce. Memorize the alphabet and numbers from 1 through 0. That's what we've been concentrating on. Use your code oscillator to practice sending these characters. Very important. Very beneficial in the reinforcement department. Use a newspaper or a magazine article to practice sending this text. Record your text sending. Listen to it back and see how you can copy the article. And that is really reinforcing, so I recommend that very highly. Use your HF receiver to listen to on-air ham transmissions. I would recommend here the lower end of 40 meters, the lower end of 20 meters, the lower end of 75. We've got a lot of CW traffic. Just pick somebody that is sending at a comfortable speed for you or one that you think you can handle and go for it. We've said this over and over, and we will be saying it over and over. Practice a minimum of 15 minutes a day faithfully. When driving, look at street signs, stop signs, billboards, and mentally and verbally put the sign in the code. Example, you know, the stop sign. But make this fun. Put some humor in it while you practice. You know, accentuate the positive. Negate the negative. Put some music into your voice. Put some swing into your CW verbally. Now, an example of this is a question mark. You know, a question mark is two dots, two dashes, and two dots. So it's did-a-dit, dad-dad, did-it. Just throw that out the window and go, diddy, dum-dum, diddy, and keep on trucking, and you're going to have some fun and learn at the same time. Let me buy a nickel for everybody here. Stand by, please. Okay, KY6V for South Cars. You'll always find that you can send faster than you can receive, and the question why? Because you know what you're sending. You don't know what the jabok is sending you from the other end. When learning to receive, do not print. Important. If you are printing, you will be unable to stay up with the pace as you get higher in speed. Learn to copy incoming text by lagging behind the first one character, then two, and finally a word. Full word. This will become natural. It's something you don't have to work with. It's just going to happen to you. It'll become natural so your ability increases. You'll find in time that in most cases you will know and recognize the incoming word when you have just copied the first two or three characters of that word. Now, this does not work all the time, for the sender may, you know, make the word plural by adding an S or something similar and throws you right off the bow of the ship. Practice, 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 but limit your daily practice. Don't try to force yourself to continue beyond an hour. 30 minutes is good for most, but do not go below 15 minutes a day. Remember that the mind gets tired. Thought processing also does not come as quick. Fatigue starts to set in, frustration starts to build, and disappointment with yourself is the end result. Know when to walk away from it. If your available time supports this, try 15 minutes in the morning and another 15 minutes at night. This in itself gives you 30 minutes for a day and is a good rate for you getting where you want to be. Okay, let me drop and recharge timers here for a moment. KY6V for South Cars. Okay, the assignment tonight, guys and gals, is to learn some basic punctuation marks. The period, ta-da, 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 the comma, da-da, da-da-da-da, and the forward slash, da-da-da-da-da, along with these, some common abbreviations and or identifiers. BK, as in Bravo Kilo, means break. It's used before you have to send your whole call sign and exchange transmissions. You are saying to the person you're talking with, BK, come back and talk to me. Next one is DE, Delta Echo. This means this is. DE, this is KY6V, as an example, in code, obviously. AR, Alpha Romeo, end of transmission. Send at the end, right after your call sign, saying to the other station that I have ended my transmission, please come back with yours. Let me buy another nickel, I don't want to time out here. The equivalent of that would be, we just talked about AR, SK, Sierra Kilo. Now, you know, it sometimes means silent key, but SK is your final transmission, which I guess is synonymous. So you send SK after your call sign, meaning to the other station, I'm kaput, I'm gone, color me that way, I won't be back. And then last in what we're covering tonight is WX, Whiskey X-Ray. You'll learn this one very fast. and it means the weather. My WX is 70 degrees and going down to 51, and that's actual in Central Florida here at the moment. 70 might have dropped a little bit. I took that reading about an hour ago. Okay, any questions on this before I run the two recordings for tonight? And then we'll make a wrap of it, and we are at 55 minutes into the hour. KY6B, anybody please?
One India.
There he is. Hi, Paul. Reiterate your statement from the last class, which was just excellent. Don't memorize the dots and dashes. Memorize the way it sounds. Go ahead, Paul. Over.
That's right, Gordon. WQ1I, Danbury, Connecticut here. Good evening, Gordon. Good evening, class. That's true. You don't want to be sitting there, and I was thinking of that when you were talking about the numbers. It is very interesting to see how the pattern of the dits and dahs play out. But what you want to know is learn that sound, how a 5 sounds different from an H, because you don't want to be sitting there counting. It sounds strange, but believe me, that's the way to go. And that's the reason why, if you can learn individual characters being sent faster than you normally would be able to copy, you're better off anyway. And the only thing I had, Gordon, in terms of a question was, as hard as I looked in the ARRL handbook, I cannot find the definition of jamoke. So if you'd want to clue me in on that, you don't have to. WQ1I, back to net.
Oh, I might have to write a thesis on that. Jamoke, huh? Well, you're absolutely correct. I don't think ARRL ever got there, Paul. Over.
Roger that. I use the term myself. I'm just funning with you, and I don't want to waste anybody any more time. So WQ1I, back to net.
All right. Thanks, Paul. What's your temp up there right now, besides cold?
Boy, beat me to the punchline. Well, let's see here, Gordon. In real time, we've got 26 degrees Fahrenheit here in Danbury, Connecticut at the moment. One jamoke to another.
Yeah, from one guy to another, you've also got your garage door still open, because I can feel it down here in Florida. Thanks, Paul. All right, any other questions here before we go in for the recordings tonight? We're 57 minutes into the hour and counting.
Uniform Romeo Delta.
Yes, sir, Mr. Indiana. Go ahead, Jim.
Okay, Gordon, could you please go over those? You mentioned, because I've always had a little trouble with those characters, the AR and then the SK. Is there any difference? I mean, do they mean exactly the same thing? I don't want to keep you too long on that, but if you could please go over those characters, and then I think the break and the comma, are they listed? I just want to make sure we have all of those. Over.
Yes, you'll find them in the tutorials, I'm sure. Jim, I hope I'm stating that correctly, but I believe they're there. The AR, sir, is used on an ongoing QSO. You say what you want to say, and then you give the gentleman's call or whoever you're talking to, DE, Delta Echo, this is KC9URD, and then you say AR, Alpha Romeo, which means that you are not ending the QSO, you are just passing the gavel back to him for his comments, okay? But at the end, when you two are winding up and you make your final transmission and saying, you know, I'm going, dinner is ready, whatever, then you put SK at the end, Sierra Kilo, which means this is my final transmission. I will not be back. Does that make sense, Jim? Over.
Yes, it does. Absolutely. Over.
Okay. Very good. Any other questions, please, before we continue? All right, KY6V here for South Cars. For those that wish to record the files that are going to be presented here momentarily, please get your Echolink recorder ready and you're poised on your start button. This has also been added into the email that was sent out today as to what these files contain, so you have the opportunity of either downloading it from the email, or you can download it here from the course this evening. We like to put it in the course, guys and gals, so that it's an integral part of the podcast and the recording that will eventually end up on our website. So stand by just a moment. Let me pull up the file, identify it, and let's see, I'm looking for 605. Here we go. Get ready with your record button if you're in that mood, and stand by. We're ready to fire one.